Good morning to everybody in this family service. The children will be staying in, so I want lots of participation from the children, okay? Now, well, I was thinking about what to do on this, and what I thought I'd start off with, just a little thing for the children. I want you to help me. And what we're going to do is we're going to look at these, I hope you can see that, opposites. Okay, what I want you to do is we're going to go from Dave, alright, I'm going to cross this way, cross that way, that way, and down there, okay? But what I want you to do is I want you to tell me what the opposite of Dave is, and everybody help me. Shout out. Dave?
Nine.
Shall we see if he's right? Yes. Right. That's one out of six so far. Right, what is the difference? Let's say, what is the opposite of fat? Somebody else. Say it. Fat. Sounds like it, doesn't it? Anybody else? Matthew?
Skinny,
yeah. Another word for skinny. Yes. Big. Right, third one. That's two you've got right. The opposite of big.
With what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Let me remove the speck from your eye," and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you into pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Beware of false prophets who come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. And so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes.
Thanks, Liz. Now, we've just read that portion there of Scripture, and out of there we can get many, many sermons. I'm not going to preach many sermons this morning, but out of that section there, there are a lot of things that we could grab out there and talk about this morning. But the main thing that I'm going to talk about this morning, or the theme of this morning, is this. How are your foundations looking? How are your foundations looking based on what we've just read? Okay? In that scripture we just read, in the beginning, Jesus used a lot of sayings. And here are some of them from that Bible verse. In verse 1, we read, Judge not, ask and it be given to you. Verse 7, do unto others. Verse 12, enter by the narrow gate. Verse 13, beware of false prophets. Verse 15, that these Jesus spoke in sayings so that we would understand things more clearly, that he would get across more clearly. So he made it simple for us to understand. This morning we're going to see how important in relation these things are. But we're going to particularly look at this piece here. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it fell, and great was its fall. It's very clear there, in those words, a few words, that Jesus wants us to take heed of what he's getting across here. He wants us to understand that that we need to build our lives on a firm foundation. And if we don't build our lives on a firm foundation, there are consequences, and the consequences are serious, both now and for eternity. In Luke 6:49, it says, and the ruin of that house was great. This house has collapsed. No, you can't really see it, but can you see it? The house has gone down. And it's collapsed because the foundation, it didn't have many, a very good foundation. And the winds came and it's collapsed. So we all need, just like this house, we need, well, not like this house, it's a bad foundation, but in life we need a firm foundation. And that foundation is Jesus Christ.
If we don't have that firm foundation, then we will find ourselves in trouble, just like this house that's fallen down here. So, what foundation will you choose? What will you choose this morning as your foundation? The sand at the top there, or the rock? The sand or the rock? Foundations. There's two types. There's the soft base, which you've got on the left here, which is the sand, and you've got the solid base on the right hand side. Foundations are what a building stands on. This church building, it's only a building, is on foundations. If it wasn't on foundations, then it would collapse. So it has to be on a firm foundation. And you can see there in the picture on the right, the concrete, and these big metal spikes coming out to help to support the building when it's been built. This is so being built on a strong and level base. Whereas if we were to build on the sand, what would happen if we built on the sand? Fall down and crash. That's right. So we too need foundations, and this is what we build our life on. And our main foundation is Jesus Christ, but also this book, the Bible. This is our foundation. Do you know what Bible stands for? Believing.
Jesus.
Yeah, believing in Jesus. But it stands for basic instructions before leaving Earth. Okay? So basic instructions before leaving Earth. So in here, there's lots of things that we need to know and learn. And this is one of our biggest foundations, is the Bible and Jesus. Okay. If we had some cement, we could put some cement in there, and that would do it. But we haven't got any cement, but that is proof that we need to build our lives on a sound foundation. Somebody once said, you are free to choose, but the choices you make today will determine what you will have, be, and do in the tomorrows of your life. You are free to choose, but the choices you make today will determine what you will have, be, and do in tomorrows of your life. So this morning we need to consider what choice we're going to make. What choice we make. Okay. Choices. Now, on the left here, you see a man that's built his house on the sand. He's literally built a house on the sand. And you can see there, he's got a nice setting there, and he's laying there. He's got a nice two-seat setting here. And he's got his table there, and he's got a can pot there. And he's sitting there, laying there, and he's having a lovely time on his house in the sand. So, if we look on the right-hand side, like we saw earlier, building our foundation on the rock, what we should do, we should not judge others, like we heard in the passage earlier. We should not judge others. We should do unto others, help others in everything that we do. And the main one is we should follow God's teaching. That will help us to have a solid and firm foundation, like that house there, built on the top of the rock. Who would like to live there? Who would like to live there on that rock? Right at the top. Right at the top. It has to be strong, wouldn't it? Even the balcony, I was looking at this, thinking, look at that balcony there. It went out for a balcony and it gave way. You've got a long drop there. So it has to be built on a solid foundation, not like the one on the left. The man was very comfortable, and it can be tempting in life to just lay back like that and just let all the cares of the world go by. And you may know people that live like this, just, you know, do their own thing. They judge others, sit there judging others, looking out for their self, just selfish, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm not helping anybody. Just like the guy there that built his house. And also, then they get on to foreign in teaching. They just go and do their own thing. They just listen to what they want to listen to, and that's it. But our hope is to build our lives on the rock. On the rock. On the right hand side, build my house on the rock. Jesus is the rock, strong foundation in life's journey. Let's look at this in more detail, shall we? Firstly, I've got some scriptures here. God is reliable. Last week we saw how God provided for the Israelites, and here are some more promises God has given us. So, the rock, Jesus, is reliable. I will never leave you nor forsake you, Hebrews 13 verse 5 says. Psalm 84:11, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. Philippians 4 verse 19. I like this one, this is a good one. God is our refuge and strength, a very help, a very present help in times of trouble. Any times do we need that one? Any times do we need that one? God is our refuge and strength, very present in help of trouble. Psalm 46 verse 1. Psalm 55 verse 22. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain them. And lastly there, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. So Jesus, our God, is our rock, and he is reliable. Secondly, he is all-knowing. God is all-knowing. We cannot hide things from God. We cannot hide things from God. The choices that we make are all known to God already. God is omnipotent. And that means all-powerful. That's a big word, isn't it? Omnipotent. And that means all-powerful. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's here. He's there when you go to school. He's there in the bedroom at night. He's everywhere. Everywhere you go, Jesus is there. And lastly there, he is all-knowing. He knows everything about us. He knows everything we did yesterday. He knows everything we're going to do today.
He knows everything
that we're doing. He's watching us. And he knows everything what's going to happen tomorrow. And next month. And next year. And the years. Until we go to live with him. So he is all-knowing. He is the rock. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, all-present, and all-knowing. What a wonderful God that we serve, amen? Next. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So what do you reckon the letter C stands for in rock? Read in that verse. So what does the letter C stand for? Care. Jesus cares for us. We cast our care all of him, for he cares for you. It doesn't matter who you are this morning, he does care for us. So if you're young or old, Jesus does care. Even if you've been naughty, Jesus cares for us. And we're all naughty. He does care for us. But we need to be humble and we need to rely on Jesus. And that's a very difficult thing to do because we're all human and we all want to do it our own way, just like the man on the sofa there on the beach. And he looked like he was having a good time and he didn't have a care in the world, but if you looked behind him, the tide was coming in. The tide was coming in. And we don't want the tide coming in. Who's ever built a sandcastle at the sea? And then all of a sudden the tides come in and spent hours on it, all day, built a massive castle, and I built a big wall, high wall, and the tide came in, and what happened? Swept it all away. And, you know, we could be like that, not have a care in the world, and just get on the ground thing, but the tide is coming in. And we've got to be careful, because we saw earlier in the picture, what happens when the tide comes in. If our foundation isn't built on a firm foundation, then we are going to be in trouble. So God cares about every aspect of building our lives. If we are building on the rock, we have a secure base now and for eternity, like the house we saw earlier. That house, I don't know where that picture was taken, but I would imagine that house has been there for a very, very long time, and it will never fall down. And the flood can't get it because it's up high, and it's built on a firm, solid foundation. Lastly, God knows what's best for us. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. For the Lord is God, is the God of knowledge. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So, K is knowledge. Okay? Knowledge. God is knowledgeable. Had the man in the sand been so conditioned to sacrifice, he would not have built it and been foolish. God knows all things. He knows the choices that you have made and the foundations that you are building your life upon. So, Jesus said that when we listen to his words on how to live our lives, and also reading his Bible, reading the word, then we're being like the wise builder, building our lives on the rock, just like we saw earlier. Just like a house needs a firm foundation, so do our lives, and God helps us to have that. Isaiah 28, verse 16 says, therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. And that's taken from Isaiah 28 and verse 16. So it's very important to have a solid, firm foundation. So just to finish, what will you choose? Will you choose the rock, or will you choose the sand? I hope this morning that we will all choose the rock, Christ Jesus, and that God will wind us down, and that we can build on a solid and firm foundation. Even though that your life is currently based on the sand, sometimes we do have sand days where our life is based on the sand, and we don't care about this or that or the other. We just go and do our own thing. We're talking to children and adults as well. We're all human. We're going to be in trouble. We're going to be in trouble. We do get into trouble. But we need to take heed of building on the rock. Building on the rock. And it is hard. It's hard to build on the rock sometimes. But like I saw this morning, we know the consequences if we don't build on the rock. We need to continue on the rock. Once we're on the rock, we can't get off. We need to stay on that rock and build on it. Maybe a few cracks have come in the rock, but we can repair those, and then the rock will stay firm and solid. Whereas the sand, we can't repair the sand. Once it's down, and there's nothing that we can do to repair the sand. Because the tide will come in again, and we're back to square one. But on the rock, we can... Once we're on the rock, we're safe and secure. So, let's just bow our heads and just think about where we are at the moment. How are our foundations looking? Are they looking a bit sandy, falling a bit down? Or are we standing on the rock? It may be that we're standing on the rock, we built a house on the rock, but this cracks appeared. And we need to do something about that. We need to come before God, and we need to say sorry for what we've done, and we need to get right with God, and he can make us strong again. So let's just be quiet for a moment, and then the worship team will lead us in one more song to finish. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this simple sermon that you've given us this morning.
pray also that we should build and build and build on you, the rock, the solid foundation. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that if this morning, Lord, that we build our house on the sand, we'll build our lives on the sand, Lord, I pray, Lord, that we will change and move to the rock, Lord, where it's a firm, strong foundation. And Lord, if we have built our faith on the rock, and it has become a little bit damaged, Lord, and cracks have appeared, Lord, I pray, Lord, that it will help us to repair those cracks. So, and Lord, say sorry for what we've done. Lord, but in the scripture we read this morning about all your promises to us, Lord, that you give us. Lord, I pray, Lord, you just help us to base our faith on you, solid God, this morning. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.